Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Are you compassionate with yourself? Or are you critical and are you putting yourself down? I want today's episode to be a reminder to be more compassionate with yourself, to acknowledge your efforts, and to appreciate yourself more. So let's begin. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. When we were children, we were free. We were expressing ourselves freely, with no restrictions, with no inhibitions, and that felt great. But probably for the adults that were around us, that might have been annoying. So in our education, whether that was at home or in school, we've learned to adapt to this world, to the rules, to the society, to how we are supposed to act. Those things that we were taught and the things that we learned afterwards created our emotional map of the world. We see the world and we experience the world through an emotional lens. And we either go with the rules that were put in place by our parents usually, or we rebel against them and we do the exact opposite. But unless we do some inner work, those voices are still with us, even though they might be far away or they might not be with us anymore. And this is because when we were children and they were adults, for our brain, the fact that they survived until their age, it meant that the secret to survival in this world is doing exactly what they are doing and following their rules. So our brain still thinks that if we follow those rules and we do many of the things that our parents used to do or are doing, this will ensure our survival. Even if it hurts, even if we feel bad, even if it's really tough, we still do them because we feel or we think that that's going to help somehow. And so we have these voices that at times can be really tough on us. We criticize ourselves for the decisions that we've made, the life choices, for not doing the things that we are supposed to do for a better health, for instance. People also criticize themselves for not being good enough parents. And many, many things of this nature happen between our years. And what's really hard about this is the fact that we actually cannot escape it. Because if someone from the outside is saying something negative about us or is criticizing us, we can leave, we can end the phone conversation. But the things that we say to ourselves are very tricky because there's nobody else there, it's just us. And if we are not compassionate with ourselves, nobody will be. So if you're like me, you've probably made many, many mistakes in your life. You've made many bad moves. You took many decisions that ended up not being the best for you. And maybe you criticize yourself for them. But the truth is, we can't change the past, no matter how much we criticize ourselves for the things that have happened. What we can do is appreciate our efforts, acknowledging the fact that we are doing the best that we can do with what we have in this moment. Given all of the challenges that we have in our day-to-day life, we are doing our best. We're not as skinny, as rich, as toned, as successful as other people are, but we are doing our best each and every day. And if we don't compare ourselves with others, we realize that from many points of view, this is a dream life and this is a life that a few years ago was just a dream. We're not perfect, and we will never be. And that's okay. That still means that we have value, and that we are worthy of love, of appreciation. And yes, we don't have many of the qualities that other people have, but we have our own few qualities that we put in the service of others, and that is enough. We are enough. You are enough. You are doing your best. And the more you see that, and the more compassionate you are to yourself, the more you will realize that you have many qualities that you can appreciate yourself for, and that you can use to create an even better and an even more beautiful life than the one that you're already living. It's okay to feel bad at times, to cry. Just don't forget to cut yourself some slack sometimes, to realize that you're a human being, that you make mistakes and that's normal, that you don't have everything all figured out. I think nobody has. So just take this moment to be compassionate with yourself. To show yourself compassion, love, appreciation, and today to give yourself this gift. This has been Giorgio Benta. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. Have an amazing day with lots and lots of love and compassion and appreciation for yourself.